broadcasting from the WEEM studios, underwritten by Community Hospital Anderson. This is the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM Pendleton.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you to this evening's Coach's Show. Now, alongside Kellen Bowers, I am Lucas Williams, and we'll be talking all things sports-related, of course. We do have this intro segment, but of course we will be talking with Coach Buck and Coach Rogers eventually, as it is, you know, in the full swing of the basketball season for the boys and girls. You know, currently you have the girls, they are 4-4 for the season, and the guys 0-2. Looking at some of the recent matchups, the girls just went against Indianapolis Bishop Chatar, the Trojans, and they did end up coming out with a 79-50 win. So, Callan, can you tell me a little bit more about that game?
So, with that, yeah, it was a 79-50 win. It was on the 25th. And do you want to take a guess who our lead scorer was?
No, it probably was Casey Warfel.
Well, you are, in fact, correct on that one. I'll give you that.
Yeah, of course, you know, great player. She did put up 29 points in that game. But also some other players to mention, you do have Aubrey Warfel putting up 12 points. Of course, she is the sister to Casey Warfel. And, you know, putting up the 12 points, she's only a sophomore, of course. So, I mean, pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, and definitely they're like a little sister duo, you know. You could kind of think like that. And, I mean, 12 points and only a sophomore, that's pretty impressive, I'd say. So she might have some talent to get better, maybe like Casey. And then after that, we have Olivia Jones. She's a junior with 11 points. So pretty cool.
Yeah, definitely. Olivia Jones, you know, one of the players that has, you know, stepped up in the role, you know, that the seniors have left behind. Of course, you know, she did have 11 points. And another player that had 11 points, he did have sophomore Ada Huffer, of course, the 6'3 center. I mean, overall, great player. I mean, also did get a lot of rebounds.
Yeah, I mean, the sophomores seem to be doing pretty good this season.
Yeah, definitely. You know, you do see some of the seniors, but, you know, it's not all about the seniors. And that's something great about this team is that, you know, you have other reliable players that, you know, you can kind of focus on. But looking into the next matchup on the 30th, just 2 days ago on Saturday, they did play against Jennings County. And they did lose a close game. It was 49-47. So can you give me some of those stats for the game?
Yeah, and of course, Casey Warfel is our top stat leader for this game. Of course, senior Casey Warfel, pretty good player. She scored 20 points this game, which is pretty impressive. But, I mean, it's kind of her usual around four games. She's scoring above 20 points, I mean.
Yeah, I mean, she is averaging around 22 points per game for the season. So another great performance and another one of those players that we have to mention. Of course, Ada Huffer. I mean, those two are a great duo together. She did have 15 points. I mean, her height is just what makes her just such a dominant player.
Yeah, I mean, definitely height. It's definitely like one of those big things. It's like if you're really tall, you can use that to your advantage, and that will be super helpful. But past Ada, we have Emma Roberts, who is another senior, and she scored 5 points. So pretty good looking on the roster. And then after that, we have Aubrey Warfel. Again, she scored 4 points this match.
Yeah, but Emma Roberts, she is, you know, of course, a senior, as we mentioned. Definitely one of those players that, you know, is one of the role leaders for the team, of course, as being a senior. You know, just kind of has that, you know, that leadership role. Of course, she's seen, you know, a lot of varsity time throughout her, you know, seasons. But now switching over to the guys, of course, they did play their season opener on Tuesday against Anderson. Now, I did do the game alongside Michael Hooker, and it was a great game, but they did end up losing 52-66. And I got to say, what a great game it was. It had to have been just one of the, I don't know how to say it, one of the weirdest atmospheres for a home game, because it didn't feel like a home game almost. It felt more like a neutral game, like you're in a tournament. You know, of course, we're on the Anderson side, and with them being, you know, not in the same conference, but them being, you know, the backyard brawl, it's, you know, it gets kind of rowdy in there, of course. It's like a rival, of course. You know, we just saw a Rivals Week for college football, and, I mean, we've seen a lot of, kind of like you know, that rivalry, that, you know, that energy, I guess. And that was definitely coming out against Anderson. Of course, can you tell me a little bit more about the stats for that game?
Yeah, so it definitely seems like a pretty close and tough match. So with our leading scorer, we have Cooper Sims, who is a junior. He scored 14 points that match. And then after that, we have Evan Mazingo with he's a senior who scored 13 points, excuse me. And then we have Hayden Fox, who is a junior, with 8 points. And then Ashawn, who is a junior, with 6 points. So pretty good points all across the board, honestly. And it definitely seemed like a pretty close and tough match.
Yeah, and much as we talked about with the girls, with, you know, some of those younger players stepping up in the role, I mean, that is definitely the exact same story with the guys right here. Of course, as we mentioned, you know, there's only one senior in that lineup right there. But other than that, you have players like Cooper Sims, who, you know, he did have some varsity time here and there, but now he's definitely, you know, stepping into that role of, you know, being the main point guard. And also you have Hayden Fox, he's a junior. You know, I know he played a lot of, you know, JV minutes, but now he's coming out of varsity. He's definitely proving himself. And, you know, in that that role replacing Josiah Augustin, you do have Ashawn Singh, who he's also definitely putting up some points. He did have a few good blocks here and there. I remember he had a good block at the end of the game. I mean, he's definitely going to be a player that needs to step up in that role. You know, Josiah Augustin, absolutely phenomenal player. And the one thing that made him so dominant, just like Ada Hub for, and, you know, to an even greater extent, was his height. You know, I'm pretty sure he was around 6'7", 6'8". I mean, definitely the player that you do not want to go up against.
Yeah, I mean, definitely, like I said, if you have height and you definitely, like, you want to use that to your advantage, because that can just absolutely boost, like, your gameplay and how good you are. And I mean, yeah, as we can see, they were pretty much all juniors for this stat leaders. And I mean, they were just kind of dominating that. But yeah, we do have Evan Mazingo, who's a senior, and he's kind of like, his experience is kind of showing with being a senior. But you want to tell us a little bit about our next game?
Yeah, so they did face up against Wapahani again on the 30th, only 2 days ago on Saturday. And they did end up losing 51-62. Now, of course, these first few games for Pendleton, they are very tough opponents. I mean, Anderson is no joke, and neither is Wapahani. So, you know, again, some of those leaders that you see junior Cooper Sims, of course, he did have 23 points. I mean, amazing game for him, of course, stepping up for the role leader of, you know, Dontrez Braxton. He was definitely, you know, one of the starters last year, but he is now graduated. So, you know, filling in that role very nicely.
Yeah, and I mean, again, we do have the juniors dominating this board for stat leaders. And I mean, yeah, these definitely first two matches are very tough. But for our second leader, we have Ashawn, who, again, junior, and he scored 13 points this match. And then we have Hayden Fox, another junior, with 10 points. And then for our senior, Evan Mazingo, he scored 5 points that match. So definitely two tough matches to start off the season.
Yeah, but one of the things for Wapahani is they did end up shooting 50% from three, which is, you know, pretty good. They shot, you know, 6-for-12. Cooper Sims, he went 4-for-7 from beyond the arc. I mean, definitely a good advantage for, you know, putting up that many points. He also did go 5-for-7 from, you know, inside the paint. So, I mean, overall, just great performance, very accurate shooting.
Yeah, and I mean, for our boys' season stat leaders, for points per game, we have Cooper Sims. He scored 18.5 points per game. For assists, we have Hayden Fox with 7 assists. And then points, of course, again, Cooper Sims with 37 points. So pretty impressive.
Yeah, so overall, you know, you're seeing some of these younger players fill in the roles, and you're seeing that for, you know, both teams, the guys and the girls. But we're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we have Coach Rogers. You're on 91.7 WEEM.
Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from Community Sports and Wellness, Fitness, Tennis, Pickleball, and Athletics, located at 395 South Heritage Way in Pendleton. Phone 765-744-1606. Online at communitysw.com.
Now back to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you, of course, to this ASN Coaches Show. Now, we are here with Coach Rogers of the girls' basketball team. How are we doing today?
Oh, man. Sorry, you caught me mid-yawn. Going great.
All right, and getting straight into it, of course, you faced Indianapolis Bishop's Tar Trojans on the 25th, and you ended up winning, very dominant win, 79-50. So we've seen, you know, players like senior Emma Roberts improve and evolve as a player. How much does she mean as a leader to this team?
Yeah, you know, she's there's all different types of leaders, and, you know, some people lead by action, some people lead by words. Some people it's, you know, they're emotional leaders, and, you know, she has kind of been that for us. She was, you know, started the year off on a slump and, not shooting it super well. She's been able to dig out of that and kind of battle through it. Starting to put together a good season. So, we're super proud of her and, you know, just keep, you know, keep kind of pushing her to keep giving us energy.
Yeah, so Casey Warfel has been averaging 5.9 steals per game. How have those transition points been so crucial in these wins?
Yeah, you know, that's a big part of what we're wanting to do. You know, we like to play man. We like to be aggressive. We like to get out into transition and, you know, play a fun style of basketball. You know, in some of our losses this year, some of our close losses, you know, we have not been able to do that as much, and it shows on the scoreboard. So that's something we're going to continue to work on, adding in some new wrinkles defensively for things that we're doing and things like that. But, you know, we know that if Casey gets steals and gets out in transition, that's usually going to be good news for us.
Mm-hmm. So just 2 days ago on Saturday, you faced Jennings County and lost 49-47. In that game, the three-point percentage was only 17%. In your opinion, how important are those threes, considering many of those points you get in the paint and off, like fast breaks?
Yeah, you know, I felt like our shot selection was not very good Saturday. You know, I felt like we started to panic a little bit. Jennings County is a good team. But, you know, it was one of those games where it was kind of a, you know, 4-6 point lead, you know, by either team kind of the whole way. Like neither team kind of wanted to win the game. So there late, we, you know, had a couple possessions where, you know, definitely were not shots that we were looking for. So that was obviously something that we hit on strong today was, you know, what is a good one? You know, where are our percentages at for people? And, you know, when is it okay to take those? So, you know, we're continuing to evolve and, you know, understand, you know, what we're looking for. You know, one pass three-pointers are not exactly what we're looking for. You know, we want to move the ball, attack the paint, and get kickouts for, you know, either set threes or one more threes in the corner. So that's what we're hunting for. We definitely did not shoot it well, period, Saturday. You know, we were atrocious from the line as well. But, you know, once again, it's hard. You're playing at a time where, you know, we've never played at before this season. Very small crowd, first game of the day at that tournament. And, you know, we came out flat. We have to find a way to be able to come out and be intense and engage from the get-go.
So you guys have a pretty good break, not like super big, which is next Saturday on the 7th against Mount Vernon. And it's a pretty important game as they are our sectional rivals. How is the team going into this matchup feeling?
Yeah, you know, I don't think this isn't a game where I have to, you know, try to rah-rah them too much. They know the importance of Mount Vernon. They know the rivalry, you know, but we're going to prepare for them like we do everybody else. We had a pretty hard one today. We competed a lot against each other. But, you know, we're going to do what we always do with our scout work and our preparation. And, you know, it's at home this year. It's not on the road. And, you know, hopefully put our best foot forward in these next 15 games that we have, starting with Mount Vernon.
So, you know, during this break that you have, is there anything you're, you know, particularly working on this week in practice, whether it's, you know, drills, watching film, you know, resting some of your players, you know, et cetera, et cetera?
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest one is we're just, you know, today we put a heavy emphasis on competing with each other. You know, one of the big stats at Jennings County that we didn't talk about was, you know, we got out-rebound by a team that, you know, wasn't more athletic than us, wasn't bigger than us. You know, it was just kind of like we were stuck in neutral. So, you know, we got after it and talked about the importance of, you know, you probably win that game if you win one or two of those possessions that are, you know, 50-50 balls or something like that. So we started placing more of an importance on of competing, you know, no matter what it is, no matter if it's a shooting drill or if we're going live or something like that. And you could tell that, you know, there was a little bit of a buzz in the gym today. I think the girls were excited and getting after it. So I think it was good. And, you know, we're going to place an emphasis on that moving forward.
So Mount Vernon is a solid squad when it comes to collecting rebounds. How's that going to be a challenge for, you know, some of the other players like Casey and Olivia? Although it might not, you know, be as challenging for Ada considering her size. Yeah. You know, it might be, you know, harder for some of the shorter players.
Yeah, you know, playing against Coach Shelton at Mount Vernon, her defense, her matchup zone is tough to play against. They're going to pack the lane. There's not going to be a lot of clean looks in the paint. So you got to make shots against them. You know, so that's kind of first and foremost. We do think that Ada will be capable of kind of controlling the paint and offensive rebound quite a bit. But we have to do our part of not just blocking out, but going and pursuing the ball when shots go up. But the way that their defense is and the way that it's played, it's not surprising that they have a lot of numbers. I mean, they force you into tough shots and they get out there and rebound. So that's kind of by design how Coach Shelton, you know, runs her program.
So you have some other pretty tough matchups coming up, like Fishers and Hamilton Southeastern.
Yep.
How do you plan on keeping your team motivated through this like hard stretch?
Yeah, you know, we came in today and, you know, we talked about, you know, nobody's happy with where we're at right now at 4-4. But, you know, we also don't have to let that dictate the rest of the year. You know, we have 15 games left, including county, before we get to sectional. And there's lots of winnable games on there. So we just got to go out. Every day we have an opportunity to get in the gym. We got to get better. We got to work hard and we got to compete. And when it is time to line them up in a game, we got to go out and have hot starts and, you know, be there from the get go and not come out of the gate slow and then have to battle back. So, that's going to be the message moving forward. You know, we just got to have better starts and, you know, I think we have to make them a little bit more uncomfortable in practice.
So we've seen multiple players step up. Are there any other players you're looking at?
You know, I'll give a big shout out to Avery Miller. Avery Miller came in for only a couple minutes against Jennings County. Molly Ernestis, the girl that she had to guard, is probably going to be a junior all-star. She scored 31 on us. But Avery came in and, you know, had multiple deflections, made that girl give it up multiple times. I, you know, was super proud of her effort. She did a great job. And, you know, I think her offensive kind of acumen is going to continue to grow as she gets more confident. But I'm super pleased with, you know, how she's kind of adapting to her role. And, you know, showing that on Saturday. So lots of girls stepping up. We just got to continue to have consistency with, you know, some of those people. So, you know, it makes it tougher kind of being on the roller coaster going up and down. But once again, that's part of being a basketball player. And we just, you got to battle through. If you're having a tough shooting night, you got to be able to bring something else to the table and help your team move forward.
All right. Well, that is all the time we have today. Thank you, Coach Rogers, and good luck in your next matchup against Mount Vernon.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, and we'll be right back here on the ASN Coaches Show with Coach Buck here on 91.7 WEEM.
This 91.7 WEEM sports program is sponsored by RE/MAX Legacy, Nick and Leanne Rogers, located at 6692 South State Road 67 in Pendleton. Their phone number is 765-617-9420.
Now back to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you back to the Coach Show. I am Lucas Williams, joined alongside Kellen Bowers, and we are here with Coach Buck of the boys basketball team. How are we doing today?
Great. How are you guys?
Doing fantastic and getting straight into it. Of course, you played against your first two teams, Anderson and Wapahani. So what are some of your initial takeaways from team's performance in these first two hard games?
First of all, I would give credit to both of our opponents. Two very good basketball teams in Anderson and Wapahani. I thought that our effort overall in both of those games was pretty good. We were competitive. We got behind in both of those games. We did not quit. We continued to battle. And, this early in the season, I'm happy with that. I'm proud of that. Obviously, we didn't want to lose those two games. But Anderson came in ranked in the top 10 overall in the state. Wapahani's ranked second in their class, coming off of a runner-up state finals last year. So a very good basketball team, very good basketball program. So we have a lot of work to do. We knew that. We're kind of behind the eight ball, meaning that we only had 2 weeks with the full team to prepare because of the success of the football team. And I'm happy for them, happy for the school. That's just a part of it. A lot of things to put in. Then we've kind of had some injury problems. Coop and Evan Mazingo and Joe Estes have both battled injuries and missed some practices. Joe Estes wasn't with us at Wapahani and had the stomach flu. And none of those are excuses. It's just facts. It's reality. And, you start off 0-2 and you're challenged. I've told our team, you're challenged to hang together. I mean, you have to hang together through the tough times as well as the good. And so we're being challenged right now. And every one of our opponents up until Christmas are ranked at this time in the top 10 in their class. So we're playing a very competitive schedule. And we think that's going to make us better as long as we stick together and keep trying to get better each week.
Yeah, so off those two games, what do you think are some of the aspects of the team that you need, the most improvements on, considering, you have some of those players out, battling injury, you just have some, you're not all there 100%.
Defense, without a doubt. We've talked all along. We talked through the summer. We talked last year with our JV team that we felt that they needed to improve defensively. We ran into those same things with our summer schedule in June. We felt that our defense did improve during the month of June, but that's an area that we need to continue on. Our ball pressure, being able to contain the dribble, keeping the basketball in front of us, is one of our weaknesses. And then we're not very good off of the ball. We have a tendency to rest and relax when our man doesn't have the ball and not be in proper help position. And if you're a team that struggles keeping the ball in front of you and stopping dribble penetration, then you have to have defensive help in the driving lanes. Mm-hmm.
So what are some strengths you see in these players like Coop and Evan, both on and off the court?
Well, I mentioned competitiveness. It's a competitive group. They do want to win. We just have to get in there. They have to have the mindset that they have to play hard on both ends of the court. Offensively, they're convinced that they have to play hard. But we have to be willing to play hard defensively on the other end of the court. I've always been a believer, if you play hard on defense and work your tail off on defense, you're going to shoot the ball much better on the offensive end. So we need to get that mindset. Strengths, you know, this is a team that I said in our preseason interview that this is the team that's going to play a different style of basketball than what we did last year, more of a perimeter-oriented game for us. We have several players that we think can shoot the ball outside of the arc. We have to be able to move the basketball, find the open man, and take the shot. And that's a big strength that we have, but opponents know that, so they're going to defend us just like Wapahani. They did not give help off of Cooper Sims or Evan Mazingo. They face-guarded them, stuck with them, so it opened up some things for the drive. Hayden Fox had some nice takes. Ashawn, we got Ashawn going towards. We put Evan and Cooper on the same side of the floor, meaning their men were not going to help on the drive, and told Ashawn to drive their side towards the basket. And, you know, Ashawn ended up scoring in that game for us, ended up with 13 points and had a big game, and a lot of that was because of the way they were defending Cooper and Evan. So we took advantage of what they were giving us. We think that all of our players are going to eventually end up that way, which should open up the game and for us to be able to drive and penetrate. Brant Gray is another player that's young, but we think that he's going to be a player that can also knock it down from deep outside the arc, will give us another threat. Hayden Fox has shot the ball well. He shot it well from three at Wapahani, so he's another threat. Ethan Hanover can shoot it. Sam Baker can shoot it. Joe Estes can shoot it. More of a perimeter-oriented team than what we had last year. Last year we had some bigs, and we like to play from inside out. Get the ball inside, collapse the defense, and then kick out for the shot. This year we think we can beat people off the dribble, penetrate, and kick.
Mm-hmm. So how have some of the younger players like Cooper Sims and Ashawn stepped up for those, like, senior positions?
Well, you know, our practices are very competitive. Everyone's competing for playing time. Every day we walk through the gym doors, we tell them, if you don't like your status as far as playing time, the amount of playing time, you have an opportunity to increase that every day you walk through the doors. And we're trying to put the best players at this particular time in the season on the court, the most competitive. You know, you look at a lot of different things, aspects of the game, defending, blocking off, understanding the offensive scheme and the offensive game plan, remembering offensive sets, offenses, those types of things is what we're looking at now. And it's a long season. And with it being competitive, things can change from week to week, and that's good for your team. Everyone competing to play more, and you know, you have to battle through the ups and downs of season. And if teams can deal with adversity, and right now I mentioned we're 0-2, everybody knows that. With everyone ranked in the top 10 in their class before we get to Christmas, we could have some more losses. A reality, we could be 0-8 going into the Madison County tournament very easily. That's not something we want. But if it happens, we have to stick together as a team, and we have to continue to have the same mindset that I've been mentioning, to work every day hard and try to get better each week. And I think we will. And like I've told the players, we have just been together as a whole team for 2 weeks. And considering all the offenses and the defenses and the things that you have to prepare for going into your first game, we've been able to put things in that we have to have, but we've not become really good and have not learned to execute any of those well. And that will come with time if we continue to work the way we're working in practice.
So, you know, throughout the season, you are going to go, you know, match up against some of those taller players. And, you know, now with the loss of Josiah Gustin, who is around, you know, 6'7", 6'8", you know, how is it going to be difficult for, you know, some of the players like Sean Singh and Hughes?
Joe Estes. Sean and James Hughes.
James Hughes, yep.
Yeah, it's a different team. mentioned Josiah Gussin, and we had Laravia, 6'5", and solid body, strong physically. Aaron Cookston wasn't extremely tall, but I mean, you know, you're competitive, and he was as hard as a rock, muscular wise. We had Reese Kaplinger, extremely physical. So yes, we don't have the size that we had last year. So that is going to be a challenge. And when teams get us in the post, that's where we're going to have good backside help and be able to double in the post. Against Anderson, when King got the ball on the block, we were trying to double him at all times, anytime he received it inside. So we're going to have to do more of that in the post than what we did last year when we had the size that we had.
Yeah, so how are you going to, you know, you talked a little bit about this, but how are you going to keep this team, you know, motivated against these tough teams in this first part of the season?
That's always a challenge. And, you know, you have a lot of outside noise, unfortunately, and I think that that's gotten worse and worse in comparison to my first go-around coaching, you know, with social media. People can be really mean, and people start talking about teams, and sometimes a team can fracture and a team can split. And when you're losing, it's much easier to do that. And we'll continue to talk with our players. We try to point out things that we need to improve on, but at the same time, I'm trying to be positive and point out the things that we have gotten better on from last year. We got better on during the summer, and we've improved just in a 2-week period of time, and in two games, we are making improvements, and that's what we're going to try to focus on. And I'm a realist. I don't lose touch with our opponents. When you're playing an opponent that's ranked in the top 10, and they have better athletes or better basketball players at this particular time we play them, I think you give credit where credit's due. Obviously, we feel like we can win every game that we step on the court, and that's the idea that, or the attitude we want to have. But if the opponent outplays us, then we try to see where we could improve and we could be better. But we're going to give credit where credit's due. If they were better that given night, then I'll give them credit and we'll just continue to work. And we're going to run into that. I mean, Westfield, they're ranked, you know, in the coaches' poll, they're ranked second and third in the state. They beat their first opponent. They beat them by 70 points on Saturday night. We've seen them on film. They're a good basketball team. We're going to have our hands full tomorrow night, without a doubt. So we'll take it one game at a time, one day at a time, and just continue to try to get better.
All right. Well, that is all the time we have today. Thank you, Coach Buck, for joining us, and good luck against Westfield.
Thank you, guys.
All right. And coming up right again, we'll have our little outro segment. Well, we'll be, rejoining the basketball season for both the boys and girls. You're listening to the ASN Coaches Show here on 91.7 WEEM.
Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from Detour Salon and Style. Haircuts for women, men, and children. Located at 1816 East 53rd Street, Anderson. Their phone number is 765-400-5323. Online at DetourSalonAndStyle.com. Detour Salon and Style.
Now back to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you back to the ASN Coaches Show. I'm Lucas Williams alongside Kellen Bowers. And of course, we'll be joining you for this little outro segment, where we'll just be, rejoining the sports around the community. Of course, we did talk about both the boys and girls basketball teams, and, starting with the guys, of course, they did play against Anderson on the 26th on Tuesday, where they did lose, in a pretty close competition, 66-52. Of course, Anderson being, a great team, and, Damian King, he is an outstanding player. He put up 20 points. And, of course, they played against Wapahani 2 days ago. Ended up losing 62-51 in another close matchup. Of course, those are just two great opponents. And they're going to you know, face off against these very tough opponents and the beginning part of the year. And, you know, it's going to be very tough, but, you know, we talked to Coach Buck about it. You know, he's going to try, you know, keep this team motivated. Of course, you know, it is a challenge for a coach, but, you know, he believes that, you know, they can all pull through together.
Yeah, I mean, he did talk about this a little bit too, that he did say that there might be some more losses, and it's definitely a very competitive season. With, I mean, this start, they've already gone up against two really good teams, and they do play Westfield tomorrow at 7:30 p.m., which is, I'd say, another pretty good team. And, I mean, yeah, their season is definitely pretty competitive, so they definitely, it's going to be, like, pretty tough, I'd say.
Yeah, but, you know, switching over to the girls' side of things, of course, you know, they did just play up against, forget who it is.
Jennings County.
Jennings County, yes. But, you know, in the matchup against that, played against Greenfield Central where, you know, they did lose a close competition 59-60. You know, of course, that is a conference rival. So, you know, they did come out against them, you know, and Greenfield Central is a great team for the girls and the guys side of things. You know, with the guys, you know, they went all the way to the finals and sectionals where they ended up losing against New Pal, but, you know, and they also played up against Indianapolis Bishop Chatard where they won 79-50, and once again played 2 days ago, just like the boys, against Jennings County where they did lose 49-47. Of course, you know, close matchup, but now they do have a little bit of a break as they will play against Mount Vernon on the 7th.
Yeah, so there's definitely, like you said, a break, and I mean, they're 4-4, but they can definitely do better than that. And I mean, with this break, I definitely think that they are going to just definitely improve and get to a point where they need to be to beat Mount Vernon and Hamilton Southeastern.
Yeah, and you know, with Mount Vernon being a, you know, sectional rival, you know, that is a tough opponent that you're going to want to go up against. And you know, with the girls that Coach Rogers mentioned is, you know, they're prepared. You know, they want to go out and they want to win this game. So they're going to have, you know, a little bit more motivation behind this. But they also do play up against Hamilton Southeastern on the 10th, with that game being at 7:30. And that is another phenomenal team. They are currently undefeated for the season. So, you know, just like, you know, the guys side of things, they are both, you know, just playing against some very hard opponents. So this is definitely going to be, you know, the make or break moment. But, you know, going to this, you know, end of the year, you know, you kind of do have some distractions with, you know, finals and stuff for school. So we'll see how the, you know, this basketball team, how both of these basketball teams stack up.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a competitive season. And yeah, like you said, finals coming around, it's going to be hard because now they have to be, you know, studying for finals and making sure they're prepared. Because, you know, you got to pass finals to pass your class, obviously. I mean, unless you have a great grade and don't do so well like a C, but that's still pretty good. And I mean, yeah, and then also having to, like, practice for basketball. And, you know, like if you're on the girls' team, you got to practice for the upcoming games against Mount Vernon and Hamilton Southeastern. So you got to be prepared.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be, you know, a little bit rough. But, you know, I think both of these teams, you know, they have some great players. And they have, you know, strong will. So, you know, they're going to prevail through this. But that is all the time that we have today. Thank you for everyone, you know, joining in and listening to this Coach's Show. Again, you are listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
In sports, only one team walks away with the W.
Only one team gets the trophy.
And only one player is named MVP.
But that doesn't mean everyone else who competed leaves empty-handed. I'm Allie Ward from Boonville High School.
And I'm Caleb Ferguson from Columbus North High School. In education-based athletics, no matter who comes out on top, every student-athlete walks away having grown as a person.
Every team walks away learning invaluable life lessons.
From responsibility to collaboration to integrity.
We're thankful to have coaches and mentors who always prioritize learning and growing over winning at all costs.
They're helping us build a mentality of development that will benefit us for the rest of our lives.
I'm IHSAA Commissioner Paul Knighty. Be a champion of high school sports and the growth mindset they develop by buying a ticket to your high school's athletic events. This is keeping education in front of athletics. This is the second classroom. This is your IHSAA.
Thank you for tuning in to the Arabian Sports Network here on 91.7 WEEM.
Broadcasting from the WEEM studios, underwritten by Community Hospital Anderson, this is the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM Pendleton.